back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go to the Devil Radio website, download our app, or the Apple Google Store and download our app. Carry Devil Radio with you 24-7 wherever you go. Listen to your favorite shows, hard-hitting shows, good shows. While you're at it, click on the link. It says Support Devil Radio. It was put up because a lot of you called in and said, want to support Devil Radio. There are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts all the time in this state, every day, peddling the big lie that Trump was somehow cheated out of the election, that somehow our democracy is no good. This is Wisconsin now. This is not Mississippi or Texas. And there is this station standing up to them. So if you want to keep this voice on the air, and I think you should and will, click on Support Devil Radio. It gives you a lot of different ways you can support Devil Radio. Well, back to Wisconsin. One of our senators, Ron Johnson, disgraced himself again. He was up at a town hall meeting in Boulder Junction. If you've ever been in a beautiful area, by the way, a lot of people have vacation homes up there. Excellent supper club in Boulder Junction. Excellent fish fry. One of the things I like about that area is they don't skimp on food. I went in and I sit there, terrific fish fry, and they go, it comes with fries and coleslaw, and you have a choice of three sides. I said, fries and coleslaw are side. No, that's part of it. You can also extra beans. You can have five sides. I thought, now that, next time I go there, I'm licking my chops right now. I'm not going to eat for a day. It was just terrific. I love Boulder Junction. However, it's a up in Vilas County area, in that northern area. This is a Republican area. He's in front of this town hall meeting, and he says falsely, the vaccine is not, he's on the vaccine thing. What's with the vaccine thing? He's not been vaccinated. He had COVID early on, asymptomatic. He thinks that therefore he's protected. He's not. CDC has already said, just because you had it doesn't mean you have enough antibodies. You got to get vaccinated. And goes, the vaccine is not safe. He says this to these people and they clap. This is in Boulder Junction. And then he says, falsely, he says, and the fact that there are, that hospitals are being overwhelmed is not a sign of a healthcare crisis. It's a sign of people independently exercising their judgment. Oh, really? What if you're a COVID nurse, okay, or a COVID doctor, and you're in there? Some cases they have to be shipped to other areas and other hospitals. You're taking a chance every day by these numbskulls who won't get vaccinated. He's not vaccinated. And then he says, I've had every vaccine except COVID, and he laughs about it. I've had measles. Well, why did you have any vaccine? If you're anti-vax, why'd you have any vaccine? Basically, it's because Trump is an anti-vaxxer and he is desperately trying to get reelected. The audience applauded. The audience applauded in Boulder Junction. This is not Texas, Boulder Junction. And then his major lie, he said, quote, thousands of people have died from taking the vaccine. You know, in other words, you're playing Russian roulette. They jab a needle in you, and you may be one of the guys who goes, oh, and hold your heart and keel over. That is false. What he's talking about is hundreds of millions of people have been vaccinated. There are a handful of people, literally in the single, somewhere, you know, between 8 or 9 up to 15 out of hundreds of millions who have a reaction, and they know they don't clutch their hearts and die. But what he's saying is thousands. That's not true. And he doesn't say that hundreds of millions have gotten it. And and they applaud, though. Now, people up there, I assume, you know, that's a fairly, at least the vacationer is fairly affluent area. There are some very, very fine homes up there, very expensive homes. These people are not stupid at all. And what they're doing is they're clapping for a fetish. They're clapping for a tribe. They're clapping for the Trump tribe. It has nothing to do with vaccines. It really has to do with the whole anti-democratic movement, the fascist movement, and the Republican Party. And any cult or movement needs fetishes. You know, they'll need a symbol, a flag, some kind of a symbol on a flag, and to have something weird like, well, I don't take the vaccine, that's not as hard as it looks, because most people who don't and get COVID have very light symptoms. Not everybody, many die, hundreds of thousands have died, but over 600,000-700,000, but they figure it's not them. And that's what's going on. It's a fetish, really, for the Trump cult. How did a cult take over one of the parties in this country? Back with George Washington, he didn't believe in what he called factions, which are political parties. He felt everybody should be a statesman. Well, good luck, George. That fell apart right while you were alive. The Federalists, you had the states' rights people, Thomas Jefferson, the Federalists, Beth Madison. They were already choosing sides. Human nature chooses sides. We're lucky we only have two parties. Europe, they have 7 or 8 parties in a lot of those countries. So, but that's what this guy does up in Boulder Junction. Boulder Junction. Thousands of people die. I've had every vaccine except COVID. They laugh, they clap. Go to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Well, we don't know for sure if Ron Johnson's got the shot or not, because he's likely, he could be lying about that too. Because
that's Trump's a good point. That's a good point. Yeah, go with that.
And they're clapping away and saying this and that. Who knows if it's gone from the Delta variant to the Epsilon variant or whatever the next letter in the alphabet is, in the Greek alphabet we use for these things. That it could be getting deadlier, it could be getting, milder. I mean, we don't know for sure. We don't know what kind of case you're going to get. I mean, and Boulder Junction is they probably have a first-class hospital up there. But, I mean, the hospital could be overwhelmed by this little, could be a little mini super spreader event. And that I see these big crowds of people that, they're unmasked and unvaccinated, and the 40,000 people that showed up in Iowa, to hear Donald Trump. And that how many of those people are going to get sick and they're going to die? And when do we stop? When do we on our side stop caring about those people, start hating those people back? And we just can't bring ourselves to do it, because that's just not the way we're supposed to be. I mean, but hate is a potent tool, and they have no problems using it. And that,
Mark, we're coming to the end of the show. I'm being signaled to by Luke. Great comments. Thank you for calling in as always, and definitely call in tomorrow. But we're coming to the end of the show. It was a great show. Great callers, great subjects. Stand by for some terrific programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate, my friend Earl Ingram. Good evening programming. Great weekend programming headed by Pizza Box Mike. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for today.